The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the EU have just announced that single-use sauce sachets like you would find in restaurants are to be banned from the middle of August. It means there's going to be more communal sauce bottles being used. But are there unintended consequences of this move? Joining us now to discuss this is Dr. Orla Cahill, lecturer in microbiology and allergen management at TU Dublin. Orla, thanks indeed for talking to us. Obviously, from an environmental point of view, moving away from single-use sachets is a good thing. But are there consequences in terms of the spreading of germs?
Good evening, Shane. Yeah, absolutely. From a plastics perspective, yeah, removing the single-use plastics is a good thing. But yeah, as you're highlighting there, you know, the use of, you know, plastic bottles, especially in restaurants, multiple use. So, you know, multiple people handling them. There is a risk from multiple perspectives, from both microbiological and also other food safety risks, especially if there's no labelling on the plastic bottle, from an allergen perspective. So there would, I suppose, be a lot of risks associated with the use of these.
Let's talk about some of the different condiments then. I mean, salt and pepper, I mean, they're not going to go off, obviously. There's no issue in relation to that. We'll get to mayonnaise in a moment, but they're not going to go off. But you're saying if everyone is handling the same salt and pepper
containers. Yes, you're talking about a high touch surface. So high touch surface is where you have multiple people handling them, you know, routinely at different. So if you have, you know, different sittings at a table setting, and you've maybe four or five people, they're all handling them. The next table comes in, they're handling them again. You have the possibility for people to ingest, you know, bacteria that are on hands, and it's not routinely done that these, you know, the salt and pepper shakers are cleaned after every table setting. That's pretty much not done. It's kind of an afterthought. But hand hygiene is really important for multiple reasons, because you could have the potential, and looking at some of the literature, you know, some, you know, suggest that there's coliform bacteria, so like E. coli or Staphylococcus aureus from hands that could be on the glass, you know, on the salt and pepper shakers that, you know, you're picking up, maybe if it's a burger or it's your chips or whatever, and you could inadvertently ingest. So yes, there are food safety risks there associated.
Is there a danger of over-worrying about, you know, the passing on of germs? Or can we be too cautious about these things?
Yes and no. I mean, you need to be surrounded by a certain amount of good bacteria, because, again, the health of our microbiome is really important for our overall health and well-being. But if you're ingesting coliform bacteria from somebody else that's passed it on, no, that's not good.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
Obviously, something like mayonnaise, that can be a lot trickier, can't it, in terms of, you know, you can't have a jar of mayonnaise sitting out for ages.
Sure, absolutely. And I mean, if you look at a jar of mayonnaise around the nozzle, around the lid, you know, maybe if you have spillages, and you're going to have airborne bacteria, mold coming down. Now, a lot of these condiments will have the likes of vinegar, they'll have a low pH that will mitigate quite a lot of bacteria from growing. On the other hand, the likes of, say, tomato or, you know, ketchup that has a high sugar content, mold love that. So airborne mold will love to kind of sit down and, you know, especially in ambient conditions, like if they're kept out, you know, at these temperatures at the moment and not put in the fridge. Yes, you could have the potential for mold growth on the surface of, you know, the nozzle or the spout or in the crevices around, you know, the seals.
A listener getting in touch saying, what about small refillable sauce bottles for each sitting? But I can't imagine if you're in like a cafe or something that they're going to change the salt, you see, the pepper.
That's what's called. So it's called co-marrying. So if you have somebody filling up, like if you have, you know, a little bit of ketchup left in the end of a bottle and you're filling up a reusable bottle, that's co-marrying. So you could have spore-forming bacteria at the base of that refillable container, and you top it up and it's just going to cause it to fester and it to kind of grow. Now, you don't want to be, you know, worrying people overly, but I mean, these are things that you just have to consider these things. And as well as that, if you have a container that doesn't have the ingredients list, like I'm all about, like I lecture in allergen management,
yeah,
and food allergies are very prominent, and you know, there's a huge increase. If you don't have a condiment that has an ingredients list, how can somebody who has a food allergy, maybe to peanuts or to mustard or celery, tell what's in that bottle if it's not written in the ingredients list? So this is creating a huge minefield that I don't think the EU really thought out. I shouldn't be probably saying that, but
it's a legitimate opinion. So, I mean, do you think it's the wrong call?
I don't necessarily think it's a... I don't know, to be honest with you, because there's a lot of things to be said about plastics. Now, personally, I wouldn't use a reusable plastic bottle, because there's a whole lot of issues with plastics degenerating over time. You have chemical leaching depending on the type of the plastic. If it's made from PVC or resin, there's often phthalates that can leach into the actual sauce itself. Some of these are endocrine disruptors, which can, you know, especially leach into acidic condiments like tomato ketchup. Then you have microplastics. So you have degeneration of the plastic over time. If it's kept, and if it's, you know, if the sun is shining in or if it's in a warm environment, my preference would be a glass bottle. And if it's an oil, a coloured glass bottle, like a brown or a green, to prevent oxidation of the oil. And then obviously, if you have, you know, these in these glass bottles, you have to have an ingredients list either listed on your menu. Again, it's going to create issues for a food business, because they're going to have to list the ingredients of their sauces on their menu or at the table itself, or even a label on the bottle. So I don't know, it's a catch 22. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You know?
Interesting though, Andy, you make some very, very interesting and very expert arguments. Thank you indeed for talking to us, Dr. Orla Calder, lecturer in microbiology and allergen management at TU Dublin. Food for thought there, I think it's fair to say. Listener says, regarding the banning of sachets of sauce and the possible contamination from a single bottle of ketchup on a table that everyone's handling, if there's a container of multiple sachets of ketchup on a table, when I reach for one, I'm going to be touching the others as well. To some degree, they can't all be wiped down. I know. I often think, you know, those little stirrer things when you grab out one of them and you touch loads. Is that necessary? Do you know what? Best not to think about it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.